to another episode of
I Have No Idea
with Lindsay Morgan and
Chris.
Just Chris, because I renamed it. Just Chris. All right, so on the last episode, we ended talking about Married to Medicine. Well, some characters, some celebrities on Married to Medicine, personalities. Quad and her husband.
Quadrafinka.
Mm-hmm. She go by Quad. And her husband, I'm not even going to give him credit for his name right now because I'm not really feeling him. Not really feeling him right now. But
why are you not feeling Dr. G?
Dr. G.
He said he invited the girls up to the room and nothing happened.
And you know what? That right there is why I'm not feeling that nigga. Right there. That statement, that one sentence.
Dr. G, did anything happen? No, it did not. I was like, yeah. And then the girl tried to like extort him for the bread. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, that's crazy. Dr. G,
don't let these rats get you. Gosh, come on, Dr. G.
See, this is my thing about Dr. G telling Quad, like, basically, you didn't have nothing before I met you. This is my problem. And you know what? This is brought up by my neighbor, Alicia. She's very intelligent. And when I be having these discussions with her, I promise to God, she'll be having me on a whole nother level.
Oh, God.
So she was talking about, and in our opinion, sort of, I mean, they're kind of different when it comes to this. But she was discussing how she feels about the man's role in a Christian-based relationship. And she was saying, like, you know, you're supposed to be the leader. But, you know, the Bible also discusses you in natural terms, taking care of a woman and her desires, her needs, making sure that she has all the tools necessary for her to live the life, a fulfilling life for herself, right? You're a leader. You're leading. You make sure I'm supplied with what I need, vice versa. So I was telling her, I'm like, okay, we got two different sides to this debate, right? So to some men who view their role as being a provider, like what's his name? Dr. G.
Mm-hmm.
Then he views him, he thinks he's right. Like, he honestly thinks he's right because he's like, hey, I provided for you. You got all the things you need in life and you still not happy. But to Alicia's point, she was like, right, but you know, like, you providing isn't what a lot of women need. Like, I don't need this really cookie cutter life with the house. And then we have kids and then I stay at home. Like, women are women. This is not back in the beginning of times when women just decided to stay at home and raise kids. Yes, there are people who have been blessed with the gift of patience to bear children and raise them. And God knows I'm super appreciative of them, like my mother. But, you know, other people want to work, want to do those things. So she was basically saying that the man's role is to be there and make sure that I have the things necessary that I need from you to fulfill my dreams. And that's what Quad is asking for. And my point is, neither one of you are wrong, but one of you is wrong for the relationship that you're in. So he decided to take, hey, you've been there for me, so this is what I provided you in return. But did you ask her what she wanted? Like, was she there for you the way that she was during those times?
You so told you can me get what yours, you wanted,
and I can get mine you what later. You need. Or was she the kind of person that wanted to be a stay-at-home mom? Quad don't even want kids right now. So what the heck are you talking about? You provided everything I need. Yeah, I got a roof over my head, but I would have had that without you. That woman got a college degree.
She does.
Can go get a job. Okay, you don't even know nothing about the show. Why are we talking about this?
What? She got a degree in what? I don't know.
She went to school in, I think, Tennessee.
Okay, well, do your thing, Quadrafinka. Let me stop. Do your thing, Quad. First, but you know what, though? I think a lot of people, and men especially, they think that the sole responsibility is financial only.
Yes, yes.
But that's not true, man. That's not true.
Sole or main, maybe not only soul, but their main responsibility is to provide financially.
But you know what? Any one of these jokers can provide financially. Any one of them. That's nothing. That's nothing, man. When so many other people can do it. Man, dude, are you supplying her peace? Are you giving her emotional stability? Are you giving her mental stability? Are you creating an atmosphere where she can grow? Are you taking care of her spiritually? Are you taking care of her emotionally? Like, those are the things that you really have to provide. All of it is a various, like, aspect of love. That's what you're providing. And that whole, you know, food on the table and clothes on your back and roof over your head, that is very old school.
Mm-hmm. Traditional, yeah.
Women, yeah, women today need a lot more. Well, they've always needed a lot more. But you need a lot more because that's not how you take care of a person. Now, like, how I tell my friends is, you know, the Bible says, love your wives, husband, love your wives as Christ loved your church. And a lot of people's rebuttal is like, oh, well, that's not my wife, so I don't have to do that. Okay, cool. God still calls us to love one another and put on gentleness and kindness with one another. Like that, like in a couple of episodes ago, I talked about that whole Colossians 3, 11 or 10 through 12, where he's saying, like, dude, put on gentleness above all else. Put on gentleness, kindness. Be patient with one another. When there's an offense, forgive one another. Like, that's Christian living all day. So what I tell my friends is that, okay, like, if you're living as a Christian according to how God calls us to live on a regular basis, then all you're doing with a partner is it's more at stake because your heart is more invested, but you're just creating more opportunities to do that with the same person. You should already be doing it. So, like, yeah, you ain't got to, you know, get your life and all of this stuff. Nah, because you ain't married yet. But as your sister in Christ, you still should be looking after her that way.
Yeah.
But, like, men just, it's not even men, some women too. They just think it's about financials. And it's just not, man, because anybody can give you money, but not everybody can give you peace.
I'm telling you.
Peace is huge in a relationship. The ability to resolve issues is huge in a relationship.
The ability to have a safe place to make mistakes and not be judged every time you make a mistake is huge in a relationship.
And an atmosphere to grow is huge in a relationship. Not coming home to, you know, verbal abuse is huge, man. Not having somebody take out their situation on you emotionally is huge in a relationship.
Agreed.
Like, hey, there's so much more to a relationship. And like, to me, as a man, like you said, most people view the man as the leader of the relationship. Well, if I'm the leader, I'm going to be the one that ensures those things are provided for you.
And it is, I mean, we're just going to take it straight. We're just going to take it straight to the Bible. You can't lead me if you're not being led by God. Like,
amen.
He's the one who gives you he sets those boundaries in a relationship. He tells you what a man is, like his word tells you. And then you being able to speak to him and accepting of his advice allows you to know what to do in certain situations, how to respond, what to provide, what to listen to when she's talking to you so you can give her the things that she needs. Like, even when she doesn't know, you know, what it is she needs, I'm not saying be controlling, like, you don't know what you need. I'm gonna tell you what you need. I'm talking, hey, like, I'm a little lost right now. I'm about to go do this. Well, babe, I've been praying and God's been showing me that I need to allow you this level of space so you can do what it is that he has called you to do. That's the kind of leadership I'm talking about. I'm not talking about dictatorship. I'm talking about leading. So
because he who is last is first.
Right. I think one problem is people don't want to. Men don't feel like they need help themselves. So they don't want to take advice from a higher power, especially when it comes to their relationship. They don't want to submit. They feel like because in the Bible it says that the woman is to submit. Yeah, but it also tells you what you need to do too. Let's not forget that.
You got to be submitted because, you know, I think like the worst thing that a man can do for real is damage a woman or damage a person. I think you'll pay high price for that kind of crime in the eyes of God opposed to anything else because of all of like the repercussions of that damage, what it does to them, how it does to what they think, their heart, how they can feel and act towards other people. and then, you know, consequently or subsequently what they believe. Like, that's probably, like, one of the worst things you can ever do to a woman is, or to a man, is to damage their hearts and to play them like that. Yeah. And that's why I'm like, you know, Dr. G has to not make it about him, because it's not about you anymore. The minute that you accept that you're in a relationship, it's no longer about you as a man. It's about that other person. It's, like, the role of a man is the role of a servant. Like, straight up, we are here to serve our women. We're here to serve our community. We're mm-hmm. here to serve our children, and we make sure that everybody else gets what they need before we even begin to think about if we're getting what we need. And, you know, like, that's why I don't like when people, you know, used to tell me, oh, well, what do you think you deserve? Or what kind of woman do you think you deserve? Well, it's not about what kind of woman do I think I deserve. It's what kind of woman can I serve? That's yeah. how I used to think about it. Because, you know, if you ask me what I think I deserve, man, I don't know. Does she look good? Okay. Is she cool? Like, okay. That's it. I don't know, man. I'm just here to serve. And I think if a lot of men took that kind of perspective, their lives would be a lot better. It ain't easy. It's not easy. Like, and I learn that every day.
And then another thing is, when you're in your role and you're, you know, going through life the way that you were designed to go through life, then she will automatically fall into her position or her role. You will create that desire for her to, okay, so I needed this, and I didn't even have to tell you, but you're so in tune with your walk with God and with your position in the family that you automatically are providing these things because you're listening to God. So I'm going to want to serve you. I'm going to want to submit to you and to be the biblical, Christian, godly wife that I'm supposed to be. You don't have to ask me to do those things because I'm in line. I think that was my problem with Quad and Dr. G. Like, she did that because she was showing you how appreciative she was that you were able to step into your role. Now you have taken 3 gajillion steps back because you took her kindness and her obedience to God and submitting as a wife as, hey, you doing all this because I did all this. No, she's doing all that because you did what you were supposed to do, which is causing her to react the way that she's supposed to react. It don't have nothing to do with, oh, baby, you bought me a new bag.
But see, but
I got some red bottoms. That's not,
I don't think
that
that's right. But I don't think how she's reacting is right, though, because you can't retract how you know you're supposed to be.
How is she retracting? I guess that's what I need to ask, because I'm confused on that part.
Well, from what I've seen in one episode this season, she's no longer trying to do those wifely duties that she used to do. She is very withdrawn from him.
Right, but like I said, if he's no longer submitting in the facet that he is, and he's the head of the house, it is going to cause everything from him under
to be out of line. That, because remember, like, those oaths that you take are between you and God. So, like, it's just like somebody giving me an excuse to not being a believer or acting the way I know a believer should act. I'm not off the hook because they're giving me a reason to not do that. My reasoning for doing that in the first place is a commitment that I have towards God. So that other person does not get me off the hook of doing what I know that I should be doing as right. That's real character. And when people don't have real character, that's when all of the stuff goes haywire. I do that every day, fam. It does not matter. And my girlfriend is happy, sad, mad, enraged, cool, sweet, honest, like, if she's lying, I'm not saying that she does the bad stuff, but if she's good or bad to me, that does not get me off the hook of doing what I know or being who I know God has called me to be in this relationship, period. And that's why that's true leadership, for real. That's real leadership.
So is she supposed to become the head of the house because this man is out of line? Is that what you're saying?
No, she ain't the head of the house, but she can be the model of the house. Because she's still committed and submitted to what God says is true. God is the head of the household. It's what he said. Like, that's the hard part about being a believer, because you know the scriptures talk about if a believer is married with a non-believer, then it's for them through their modeling of what it is to have a Christian life, they can be a witness to that other person.
Well, the Bible says a lot of things, and one thing that it says,
you playing it like is, that?
No. And one thing that it says, and I think we like to make excuses, but I mean, you kind of have to start with the base. The base is this man is disrespectful at this point. He's so disrespectful because he doesn't get exactly what it is that he wants, but so he does not warrant the personality and the characteristics that he needs to get that. The Bible tells a man not to be harsh to his wife. This man is too harsh. Like, you can't say that kind of stuff.
But
to
does
her.
That? And, but does that?
No,
take...
I'm not saying that this is that she should be okay with her actions by any means. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that, and I'll get to that. I'm just saying that, like, you do have to start with the source of the problem. Okay, so he is out of line. It. I mean, the Bible also talks about if your husband, who is the head, is not, I believe, going to church or doing the things that he needs to do, then you are still to pray for him, right? That's your job. You're still to do what you're doing. You're still supposed to go to church and do all of this kind of stuff and whatever it is that you feel like you're supposed to do. But I'm saying that sometimes when one thing is out of line, then it does cause other things to shift. Quad is still at home cooking. She's still cleaning. She's still helping him at the office. She has not abandoned her husband. And I think that's what we have to consider. She may not be doing it the way that he wants her to do it, but she's still taking care of what she considers or what they established to be her duties. So at this point, she may not be doing it the way that you feel like she should be doing it. Like, you need to be the exact same person. I mean, women do lead a lot of their lives by emotion. So with that being said, if she's being emotionally driven to not come home and ask, how was your day at work, and be super sweet toward him, okay, that's the issue that she got to deal with. But no one needs to make him feel like, hey, you kind of ain't right, but she all the way ain't right. You get what I'm saying?
But I don't think it's about right or wrong. It's about if you, by yourself, are you doing what's right? That's
I don't feel like she isn't doing what's right, though. I guess that's
I don't know. I think that may be subjective. But if she is changing the way that she is towards him, then I think she's a little broken and she's not strong enough to be consistent.
How is she changing the way that she is towards him?
She don't even sleep in the same bed as he, in the same bedroom. She don't even talk.
Are you going to sleep in the same bedroom with somebody who basically tells you that the stuff that you do don't mean anything?
Yes, I
need
am.
That you need to shut up and do exactly what it is that you need to do?
Yeah.
You are. And if so, you got a dog. Then you need counseling.
I don't. Because you know why?
Issues with self-esteem.
Because I know how to impose myself. There's, like, me... Being 32, I'm in a shitty-ass situation. I really am. But being 32, I am so empowered at 32 because now I know I can be myself consistently no matter what. No matter what the person says or does, what the environment offers, I can be myself. That's strong. And because I can do that, man, I can bring about change because I can be a role model.
Yeah, but you could also, I mean, I know you said, well, you should treat your sister a certain way. That is true, but the Bible does not say that you have to treat your sister as your wife. You can also do the kind of things that you do as a friend and treat her as a Christian sister and
you
not
can.
Be in that relationship. And I feel like I said, I don't feel like either one of them are 100% in the green with their reactions, but I do feel like I don't see it as realistic for someone to be like, she's not gonna change who she is and she's going to continue to do the kind of things that she did before.
If she did, I'll be like, that's a strong woman. I really would. I'll be like, nobody can mess with her, because I'll guarantee you, if she still was like, I feel this way, but I'm still going to be by your side and I'm not going to change.
So she's less strong for staying and sleeping in another room?
Yeah.
No, that's not the truth. That's a personal... Yeah, because, that's not a fact. What I tell you about your opinions.
Okay. In my opinion, I think that if she would have stayed and been consistently who she was towards him, that would have changed him.
So
I've seen that happen in my own relationship.
Okay, so what happens if it doesn't change? What happens if the situation goes from being verbally abusive to domestically violent?
Now, if it's domestic, then get on up out of there.
See, you can't regulate like that.
How? What do you mean, man?
Because verbal abuse causes just as much damage as physical abuse.
Okay, so if it's verbally abusive, get out of there too. There you go.
And he's being verbally abusive. So she should
get out. But that's not their issue, though. He's being verbally abusive it's like a secondary emotion out of anger. He may be disappointed.
It don't matter if it's a secondary emotion, it's abuse.
From what I know, his issue is this girl does not want to have kids with me.
And she never stated that she does not want to have kids.
But Dr. G is like, okay, so look.
So then he's not even looking at the facts.
He's not, but Dr. G is old. So he's like, man, this girl is 35, 36. I know as a physician, she only has X amount of time. I'm older than she is. I don't want to be no old dad. So like, why? Like, what's the deal?
If that's the case, why won't he just get his act together so he can have kids? All she's asking is that I don't want to bring my kids into a situation that is not a safe environment for them. That's not a safe environment for children to be raised.
But honestly, though, I have a friend that's in the exact situation. My own boy is in the exact situation with his fiance. And she wants a kid. He already has two. She wants a kid. And he does not want a kid. And he does not want a kid because he doesn't believe that they have the tools needed or necessary to have a successful relationship long term. And he does not want another baby mama. I'm like, that's a very valid thing. But I don't let my friends sit there. I say, well, what can y'all do to get to where y'all need to be to have this child? Because it's the child, it's like twofolded.
First of all, they don't need to be talking about having kids till they get married anyway. This is irrelevant.
Okay, I think that's a given. We live in America. Like, come on now. We know.
And if you and I feel like his point is valid. I feel like the way that he may be, is he saying it as I don't want to have kids, or is he telling her, listen, I don't want to have kids in this state. So once we go to counseling, is he providing necessary tools? Can we go to counseling and fix this?
But he didn't know why he didn't want kids. He just knew he didn't want kids with her. And I was like, wait a second.
Well, then why are they together? This whole story is stupid. Like, why are you even with somebody? Why do you want to marry me but don't want to do the things that I want to do in marriage? We're not even on the same page in the beginning. Let's just break off this engagement. That's the solution to that.
No, but everything is not, the solution ain't breaking up. That's what I try to tell. Solution is not breaking up, man.
When your core desires do not match, Chris. So if I tell you, hey, we're together, we've been dating, first few dates, I want kids, I don't have any kids, I desire to have children, and you're like, yeah, me too. Great. Then we don't have to go back to that because we both want kids.
So if I'm
engaged to you and you change your mind, then we have to readjust. If he's not willing to change, and she's not willing to change, then why are we getting married?
She doesn't know why. See, and this is what I say. This is what I tell him. Why? Because I know you. I'm like, you didn't come into the relationship like you didn't want kids. You've never said that before in your life. So what's so different about this?
Clearly, because he got a baby mama.
Exactly. So what's so different about this? And through conversations, we got to the bottom of it. And then I helped them figure out the right way to communicate that. But before it was like, oh, I just don't want to have kids. And I was like, bro, you can't tell her that.
Well, that's not the same thing as Quad's situation because she wants kids. And she has expressed to him that she wants kids. She just doesn't want to bring them into this kind of environment.
She has to deal with him being angry about the timing, and she doesn't. She's dismissive of how he feels.
No,
and
she doesn't have to deal with him being angry. He needs to deal with the situation at hand. If someone is communicating to you, this is the exact problem, and asking you, how do we fix it? and you just keep presenting anger, then that's on you. Like, why are you still mad? I'm just trying to get a solution.
But his problems should be her problems, and her problems should be his problems. It ain't just like one-sided. It's not.
Right. So if someone, and that's what I'm telling you, this isn't one-sided. This is the conversation. Hey, babe, I'm the man right now. Hey, babe, I want kids. Cool, me too. I don't think we should have kids right now, though, because we don't even communicate well with each other. Like, if we can't agree on the basic things, how are we going to be able to agree on how we're going to raise this child? Can we fix this and then have kids? I want kids now. You ain't giving me what I need, woman. Do you understand how this makes negative sense? Okay, I'm telling you, I know that you're not getting what you need, and I want to give it to you. I'm just asking, can we fix this problem before I give it to you? And you just too stubborn to say, yeah, that makes sense.
But both people can't be the victim, though. And that's how they both act. Like, I'm a victim of him, and she's a victim of me. Like, that's how they act. She won't give me what I want. He talks to me like this. And it just, I don't think.
But as the head of the household, as the head of the family, y'all niggas always want to be on top. I'm the leader. The Bible says that you should submit to me. Well, good, nigga. I'm going to submit as you fix the problems that you supposed to fix as the man.
But that does not make us exempt from being people.
I agree. I'm just saying, Quad's not wrong. And I'm saying that Dr. G need to get his stuff together.
No, Dr. G shouldn't have never did that mess to begin with. That's where he messed up.
But and he Dr. did G, it. So now
but,
what?
Okay, but Dr. G needs to apologize for that. And he has to learn how to communicate. Because if he's like, as a man, I'm the foundation for my relationship, period. So it's like, if I'm not getting it together, then who is? Straight up. I think if men took that approach and took more responsibility for the success of the relationship solely, then we would have a lot more resolve than what we do. But because a lot of cats look at it like, you're not giving me what I want, so I'm not going to give you what... Like, that's not going to work in any situation, regardless. It's just not going to work.
I feel like we just literally said the same thing, and you just agreed to my point that he need to stop with this attitude, and he then should, you took credit for it.
But Dr. G still needs... She has to still be compassionate and understanding towards what he wants too, because it shouldn't just solely be on him.
So, what does that look like to you? Her being compassionate and understanding. Her being compassionate and understanding. What does that look like to you?
What does that look like to me?
Yes.
I don't know. Cook my dog a dinner. Take out the trash. And be like, listen, man. I understand.
But
why
she does cook. She does cook dinner, and
nah,
she does take out the trash.
No, she doesn't. No, she doesn't.
She was doing all of that.
She was at home all day,
and she also has, I believe, two thriving businesses though. So can we really?
So won't y'all go hire a maid to take out the trash? You quit arguing about who gonna take out that trash
because he don't want to hire a maid. He want her to do it.
Well, then, we got an issue then.
That's my point.
That trash, if that was my mom, that trash would have been piled up sky high.
And another thing, who you telling? Like, all right, and y'all kids bet not touch it. Like, he gonna do this.
He gonna take that trash.
But yeah, I don't know. It's more complicated than I guess we make it sound. And I'm pretty sure there's other...
Absolutely, there's a lot of more emotions to it. Yeah,
but
I think if Dr. G took ownership of the success of the relationship, it would be a lot better. Right now, there's two victims, and when there's two victims, nobody can be the hero to the other. Like, you just can't. That's why I talk about taking a backseat to how I feel. I'll do that quite often, and my friends don't disagree, or they disagree with me doing that. But I'm telling you, it works, man. Because I can understand where they're coming from. And when I understand where she's coming from, then that lessens how I feel. Because I just understood where she's coming from. My girlfriend, she gonna yell at me. She will. I don't like that she yells. I wish she could just talk. Talk like this. I'm not a yeller. I'm not about the smoke or the drama.
I'm a yeller. I'm about the smoke and the drama. But I am working on it.
I'm chill. I want you to talk to me. Tell me. But I also give her the opportunity to yell and do all of that stuff. And even if she calls me a name or yells or whatever, I'm like, okay, I'm still listening. I'm not looking for ammunition to fire back. I'm listening to you because I want to resolve
looking for that. I'm looking for that fire.
Yeah, you can do it. But when you get done being mad, I'm going to come back with the solution like, hey, I heard you. I heard what you said. You're right. Or if you're not right, I heard what you said. I just want an opportunity to explain something.
But like I said, it's like there has to be a voice of reasoning. There has to be two people who want to
change. It gotta be God.
Two people have to be willing to change. If y'all, like you said, y'all both the victim, you know, and neither one of you is willing to say, okay, let me. I just feel like I don't know if you watched last season. I haven't watched this season, so I don't even know if
y'all watched last season.
The trash or nothing. Yeah. So if I just feel like if you. Like, from the way that she was reacting, like, I felt like some of it was to be correct and to be right in the situation, and other things were genuine. So, if she is acting, out of love and really trying to fix something, and you are combating that with ignorance and selfishness, then that's a problem. But if she's doing it because I'm going to be right, then we have another situation. Personally, if y'all ain't married and doing the right thing that we need to see on this TV show, because this is one that I actually look up to, like, niggas can file for divorce and then come back on the reunion and say, baby, it ain't about that. I really love you and fix problems. If y'all ain't doing that, y'all need to pick another reality show, because y'all not about to mess up my viewing because y'all got a little attitude feud that keep going on for too many seasons.
Legit. I don't know. Like, there, I think it's hard being with the person, but that's what you sign up for, because you don't know what they've experienced and you don't know how what they've experienced has shaped them as a person. You don't. So to a degree, you are walking on the minefield. You don't know, like, we don't know if Dr. G never dated anybody or if he was in situations where he almost could have had a kid but didn't work out, or, you know, he's always one of the family and Gus couldn't find the right person and now finally found the right. We don't know.
Yeah.
So, like, that's why I think it's important for me. I'm going to be in a relationship with another believer, because if God is talking to me, he's going to talk to you too. And a lot of times God is all of this stuff that I'm talking about, perspective and calming down, this is stuff that God has taught me. Like, in this relationship, like, I love my girlfriend a lot, more than anybody.
Yes,
I
know they say this
about, you know, for real, more than anybody I've ever loved before. I love my girlfriend more than I love my mom. And I say that because me and my mom have a blood bond. That's my mother. What bonds us is blood and love.
Wait. Say that again. Okay. Can you repeat that whole statement? Because I don't think I was really listening. I don't know how I feel about what you just said.
So I love my girlfriend more than I love my mother.
Because is it more, or is it a different type of love at this point?
More. Because...
Oh, hey, Deborah. Did you hear that?
Hold on, man. Let me explain. Because me... you're sorry. Because me and my mother, we have a blood bond. And we also have a love bond through love, or through blood, right? So no matter what, that's my mother. Nothing can take that away from me. And blood bonds us as well as love, right? But Lizzie, blood does not bond us. The only thing that bonds us is love. So that's why the love is more for her.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Not really, but cool.
All right, you ain't got to... Well, whatever.
At least I'm being honest. I really don't get it.
Okay, that's fine. Well, with that, I do, what was I trying to prove? I do want this to work, right? But I also understand that the way that I know and the way that I see people say we should resolve things does not work. So I am seeking God steadfast about everything that we go through. And I want to know, God, how should we work this out? What is the best way to resolve this? And I listen to him. I don't listen to other people. I really do listen to God. And people be getting mad at me about, oh, you don't want to listen up. You're right. I don't want to listen to you. I want to listen to God, because he knows the right way.
So I mean, as long as you're listening to God, then
But the thing about it is, what God teaches you is how to be with the person. how to endure them, how to bear them. And most of a relationship is that, bearing a person, putting you aside and putting them first.
Okay, so back to your little, I love her love more than I love my mom.
No, don't get caught up on that.
I mean, no, I get it. Like, I mean, realistically, men.
We know y'all love his mother and his father.
Right, we know y'all love y'all's sister mamas, and brother. But you do gotta, you gotta let that go. You will never not love her because you have a wife, but it's not gonna happen at the altar, is my point. Like, it's not gonna be like, hey, exactly. I love you, but my mama come first, and then y'all get married, and you like, ding, ding, ding.
There's no switch.
Hey, I love my wife more. No, it doesn't happen that way.
That's like, what I feel
this
about
is,
that.
This is a choice. You have to adjust that in the process of dating.
That's what I feel about that whole verse about husband loves your wives. It ain't no switch that you take. Man, that's a process that takes hold. Like, yeah. You get married in your heart way before you put that ring on that girl.
I got another question.
All right, come on.
This is a little, I'm gonna go a little deeper. I need you to tell me realistically. I know biblically this is what it says, but naturally and adjusting to the biblical way of
thinking.
You got a kid. This man got a kid. Mm-hmm. This woman, like, hey, you know, I love you. Like, I know I'm there above your mama, but are you willing to put me before that kid? Now, what's the answer to that? I know how I feel about it, but how do you feel about that?
Put who before a kid?
Meaning, like, when does the switch happen between a man and his child and a man and his wife from another woman?
But I think another woman. But that's two different needs, though. That kid needs you to nurture them. You can't put a woman over a child. You just can't, because that kid needs you. You teach that kid how they see the world. You are their sole source of nourishment, and their sole source of love.
Now, what does the Bible say?
In terms of a man putting a kid over his wife?
In terms of the pecking order, the order of the family.
I don't think it's anybody. I don't think that he does address a pecking order or a hierarchy. Like, I think we should all be adults enough to know that I need to love my kid first, because they depend on me. You're an adult. Like, yeah, you got issues and you depend on me too, but not the way that this child does. Who else do they have apart from me? Nobody.
I agree. I mean, like I said, sometimes I just feel like I need to be asking these hard questions, but I totally agree. I don't feel like it's realistic first of all, I just flat out hate it. I hate it. I hate to see a man who got a kid and then gets this new woman in his life and they doing what they doing. It's like, yeah, like, you know, visibly, based on your actions, you're putting her first. Now, I'm not saying, like, I mean, I'm judging you because you took her to the movies and you didn't take your son. Like, okay, y'all gonna go on dates. But I'm talking about stuff like the stuff that needs to happen. Like, nigga, why your kid got on shorts that are two sizes too small, but she got a Yves Saint Laurent purse?
That's ridiculous.
What's going on
here? But you know what, though? See, and that's hard, because one, she's probably putting him in that position to buy her that stuff.
Yeah, and there is another problem. That's why y'all men gotta know when you got the right woman. Number one, if you are a baby daddy or a baby mama and you got a child and that significant
and
other
you got a
is
child.
Not caring about your children, y'all don't need to be together. Point blank, period. If that child does not become a part of his life like you become a part of his life, and vice versa, her life like she, you became or become a part of that kid's life like she became a part of yours, then y'all probably don't need to be together. Because that ain't going to ever work. It's just not. That's how I feel. That's how I personally feel. Like, you cannot be with a man with a child and not love that child as you love him.
Because that child is innocent, man.
How can you be innocent with a man who don't take care of his kids? Like, so he supposed to do better taking care of your kids? And that's what really pissed me off right there, Chris. Just Chris. That's what really pissed me off.
Bruh.
When a man has kids.
When a man has
and
kids.
He takes care of his girlfriend's kids, but don't take care of his. Lord, the Bible didn't tell you that. The Bible didn't tell you to love her like that now. That ain't it.
That's crazy. That woman is selfish. You need to get rid of her ASAP. Because that is she'll leave you and your kids will grow up and resent you.
And that's a problem you just really don't want to deal with.
Because when you get old, young boy, you're going to get old. They're going to put you in that nursing home real quick, too. Like, no mercy.
Got the plan laid out for that nursing home. And it probably, you ain't going to get the same treatment as mama do. You better believe it.
Heck no. Mom at the Ritz-Carlton of nursing homes. You at the Motel 8 of nursing homes.
Does his Social Security pay for this? Oh, no, we can't do this one.
Mm-mm. He better be on that Medicaid. That Medicare and that Medicaid, is it covered? Mm.
Yeah, well, that's crazy.
But yeah, all these relationships, man, like, I really do wish that men took more responsibility as being the foundation and, like, the overseer of the success of the relationship.
Not the foundation. Help establishing a foundation. God's your foundation.
God is the foundation, but, like, a lot of people don't listen to God, so you have to take even that responsibility to listen to him.
Yeah.
And ensure, like, you are laying down the right foundation for the relationship. Or else, man, good luck. Good luck, young boy. Man, relationships tire me out, bro. I don't like talking about relationships like that.
They don't tire me out. You learn something every time. You can learn by good and bad relationships. You learn the good from the good. You learn the bad from the bad. Like, hey,
true.
I'm not doing this, but that I may be able to implement. Or, hey, that works for y'all, but it ain't gonna work for us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I ain't mad at it. As a matter of fact, that's like one of my favorite topics. I don't know if it's because, like, relationships, but then I also like talking about being single too, so I don't know. It just depends.
We are living a single.
Oh, one more question before we close out. How do you feel about the statement I'm not gonna even go into that. I'm just gonna let you answer. How do you feel about the statement you are single until you're married?
Oh, a lot of people try to hit me up. That's just not true, man. That's not true. That's the whole thinking that a switch happens. And once you get married, that's when you gotta do all the things that are right. Well, no, you have to get there first, man. And you need to be laying down that foundation to get to that point, especially now. Now, it'd be different if we were like a society that thrived off of arranged marriages. Then I would, okay, yeah, cool. You never met the girl. Cool. Y'all met her once. You gave her mom, her dad the dowry. And now you're going to prepare a place.
Yeah.
And then when you prepare the place, you meet her the second time. And the second time you meet her, y'all get married. I agree with that, straight up. But that's not how we interact and engage with one another at all. So exactly. You got to be put, if you make up in your heart, like, this is somebody that I'm pursuing and I want to pursue them because I think that I can have a legit relationship long term with them, then dude, you got to lay down that foundation way before then. I believe marriage happens in the man's heart before he ever put that ring on her finger.
Hey, man. But, nigga, that ain't an excuse to say, according to me, we already married. We ain't talking about that kind of in his heart.
No, I ain't talking about, you know, excuses. I can't excuse.
We not talking about excuses.
I can't excuse sex before marriage. I ain't gonna excuse that. We all, right. Most of us do it. But, you know, like, that's why I don't like the whole, the whole Devon Franklin movement, right? Because the success of their relationship and them getting to marriage was solely based, or it's framed to be based upon, them withholding from one another their sexual desires, right? But he doesn't publicly put out there, like, no, here's what we had to do in order to get there. It's not framed like that. Even though he does talk about it, it's not framed that way. Man, we got to empower men to, like, hey, this is the mind frame that we have to go into the relationship. If sex happens, it happens. But that should not be the epicenter of our relationships whatsoever. Love should be
you should be striving to not sin anyway. So, I mean, so are you saying you're against his movement, the way that he speaks of his marriage?
Yeah, because it's all about not doing an act, opposed to here are the actions that it took for us to resolve our issues and to get married.
I feel like it's for a certain people at certain levels. Like, I mean, I don't know, because I kind of feel the same way about Heather Lindsay.
I don't know who that is.
Heather Lindsay. Okay, I think that's her name. She's a Christian. Later, she does Pinky Promise. It's a whole thing they do, where they do like collective Bible study, but it's like all over in different countries, different people all over the world, women. Mm-hmm. Come together for this Bible study. Then they have a conference here in Atlanta.
But it's a lot of stuff for women, but it is not a lot of men talking to men. That's why I'm like,
but this is my thing with her. Like,
they have the same movement. They don't something like that.
Cool. She has the same movement, but they don't.
I could do it.
They just don't feel like it. To me, it's like exclusive. And then I have to think about it this way. Well, it may be for a certain group of women. Like, hey, don't do this. Great. What is your advice for the people who have done that? You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, what's the next step? Doing this. I'm in this. I've already given into those temptations. So what's next? How do I not do it? How do I go about that?
A couple of years ago, I tried to write a book about like love, right? I really tried. Mm-hmm. And I was doing little interviews with people. I met this guy. He was dating this chick for like 5 years. And he wasn't married. And I was like, why aren't you married, bro? I was like, is the relationship bad? No. Is she good to you? Yeah. Are you good to her? Yeah. Well, why are you not married? Because I'm waiting for God. I'm like, boy, he ain't telling you everything, man. Like,
he ain't waiting for God to do what?
Tell him that that's his wife. I'm like, oh.
I mean, nigga, if you don't know by now, you should have been. If you don't feel like that's your wife by now, you should.
Don't know me by now. Exactly. But a lot of people have different hangups, or they don't have the tools necessary to help them overcome certain situations. And I think that attributes to us not being married, opposed to if we are or are not having sex. Like, that's how I think about it. And that's why I try to empower my friends and even create my own support group by giving that kind of advice and then expecting my friends to give me that same advice in return. What are you doing? What can you do to help your situation, to help y'all overcome things? What can you do?
Yeah.
So we do, like our generation, especially, we need those tools because we don't know if our parents are baby boomers. Most baby boomers are divorced. So we don't really see long term how things can work out. And then on TV, everybody's just hooking up like on Insecure. So it's kind of like, dude, where do we get? We don't know the tools. I tell a lot of people, like, you cannot give me the tools that I need to resolve this. So don't be offended when I tell you, no, you're wrong. Like, no, I'm not listening to you. Don't be offended.
Well, it's a lot of relationship issues out here. And like you said, it's not a lot of people giving advice on how to resolve it. There ain't a lot of people out here saying y'all need to go to counseling. Like, counseling in the Black community is like, oh my God, ain't nothing that wrong with me. Like, I ain't to that point.
Yes, yet. It is. Sharkeesha,
it's okay, baby. You can go to counseling. Like, nobody's gonna judge you.
Just go ahead and pray to Jesus, and he gonna come.
And he gonna supply your answer and your need. He did. He gave you that counselor's number through old girl, and you didn't use it. So don't be crying to Jesus. Like, just because it ain't the size boat that you wanted to get in to be rescued, don't mean that was not your opportunity.
You come on down to 9th Street Baptist, baby. And when they get to playing that music, you go ahead and lay yourself down on that altar. And then you cry all them tears and you run up and down that church.
And when you get home, that man, you still got to do this. Like, what? No. How?
Next, he's still going to be angry because I just said that church for counseling. 5 hours.
Go to
counseling. And you're up here acting a fool.
And if you, I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence about all this, I'm going to counseling before we do premarital counseling. But if y'all feel like
y'all don't need to be together, if y'all got to do counseling before the premarital,
that's how like, I feel. Bro, y'all that's literally how I feel. But sometimes it's because because people need individual counseling.
Absolutely.
For them to do couples counseling.
But you know, but that's big too, though. If you have not been personally healed, I don't see how you can be in a relationship anyway. Or not healed all the way, but actively in a process of healing, I don't see how you can be in a relationship. That's crazy. Because then you got to deal with somebody else that ain't healed. Oh my God, that's too much.
That's how we function as a society. Like we have this mindset of community healing, which is true. That is a thing. But sometimes you do need that individual one-on-one because everybody's not comfortable opening up to everybody. So
no, but you know,
have that one person you can confide in. Good. It needs to be somebody who is educated in that whether it's a spiritual counselor or a professional counselor that can give
you the scriptural guidance that you need
instead of your friend who feels one way about your boyfriend because she don't like him because you got mad at him yesterday, and then the next day she like, I mean, I guess he okay, but ain't we still mad at him for this? Like, that's not counseling, sweetheart. That's just venting.
And a lot of people vent more so than seek counseling from friends and family. I've learned that personally.
Yeah.
Personally, I don't, like, if I hit you up and I'm telling you what's going on, I'm not telling you what's going on because I need your counseling. I'm telling you what's going on so I can just get off my chest.
And sometimes you need that counseling, sis.
If I ask for it, yes.
I mean, but that's where that community healing does not happen if you're not accepting of it. So that's why some people need to go to counseling. You're probably one of those people. I'm definitely one of those people. As a matter of fact, I've been asking some folks about counseling.
But you know, with you and I specifically, I know when you vent to me, I'm always countering with what solutions do you think you can have?
That's a form of counseling.
It is.
You like to give that, but you don't like to take it.
Well, if somebody gave me some good stuff, then I would take it then.
Nah, nigga, because I don't. This is the situation with Chris.
No, you don't.
If there is anybody in America that is more closely aligned to the characteristics of his girlfriend, it is probably me. So when I'm saying, well, maybe you should approach it this way because maybe she's feeling this way, he'd be like, no, this is the lesson in this. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to listen because clearly you don't want nobody to tell you the truth. But at the end of the day, sometimes you need to just take it in, consume it, think about it, come back tomorrow.
But you think I don't listen to you, and I do. I'm only counting.
You never admit it.
Dang, do I have to admit it?
Yes, you do. Who cares about credit? This is the thing. Like, if you take someone's advice and you implement it and it works, I'm not for my personal validation, but so the next time we have this discussion, I won't say the same thing again. So if I keep saying, no, I'm not. You just want to be right. So you don't like to tell people when you're wrong.
You just selfish because you want all the credit. That's it. That's all you care about.
First of all, I can't take the credit because a lot of the stuff that I've learned about relationships came from God placing it in other people's hearts to tell me.
Amen.
For sure. So I can't even take that credit. But I mean, even it's people like you who need to sit down with somebody and say, hey, these are my issues. I be telling you my issues. I be like, nigga, I have control issues. I need help. I have to pray about it daily. I ask people about it. Like, I'm open to telling what I'm going through so that somebody can help me and I can help somebody else.
Amen.
I be so mad when you give me advice. But if you notice, I'll come back like, I tell you, like, hey, sometimes I gotta take a day and I gotta come back. But like you told me recently,
hey, you just leave me alone. I said, okay, cool. How I've been doing?
Said, what?
Yeah, you told me to give her some space. I've been giving her space.
Yeah, but instead of you being like, you did tell me you give her space, but most of the time, you'll be like, cause that ain't how that went down. This is how it happened. I'm like, nigga, I know you did this. You don't gotta say that you came up with another concept. Hey, bro, it's the same concept in different words. Dang.
You need we, that credit. We just there want, you go, man. I gave you the credit.
Just want to all be healed. And I need to know that if I'm giving you awful advice, then I can't go tell Sarah the same thing I told you because you that ain't going to work.
Probably tell Sarah anyway.
I do because I be thinking it's good advice, but if it ain't working, you
your advice
tell me.
Is trash.
Now Karen, now Sarah over here to tell Karen, you and breaking Karen up. Just ended her relationship.
So you've indirectly ended 5 thriving relationships
because I didn't give some bad advice and you ain't tell me.
Yeah, that ain't my. Don't put it on me.
Yep, it's all your fault because you're not into this community healing. Gosh.
Okay, Hayama. On it, baby.
No, I'm just kidding, guys.
She be yelling at folks all the time.
Sometimes
you got to own it. You got
sometimes
to own
you,
it.
Sometimes like, you just gotta let folks know. Sometimes I just be wanting a little bit of credit. I ain't gonna even lie. Like, hey, did that work? I thought so. And then if you say no, I'll be like, baby. If you say no, I'll be like, dang, all right. Next time, I'm think a little bit harder about that one because I thought that was gonna work.
I wish I could do her voice. Child, beloved. I'm like, bro, if I was
who
like
I sometimes,
am? Yeah, sometimes I watch that show like, ooh, I wish I was there. I would give it to her. I'm like, man, you can't talk to me. I'm a real man. You can't tell me what I'm supposed to do.
And then in the next 5 minutes, you'll be the one in her lap. Come on, baby. You can sit on my lap. Just let it out.
But she wants to do me like this.
She have a way of bringing it out of you. I tell you.
She be doing that crap for TV, man.
I really think that's her personality, though. I really don't think that's for TV. But now, I have noticed she been going like a little above and beyond. Like, she'll have, like, I watched the episode and
she gotta get the ratings
she
up.
Had people come out like,
oh,
with
yeah,
sirens and stuff. I'm like, now I am. You know, these Negroes scary. They ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
She came out there looking like Seeley. I was like, why you
showing
up?
Oh, on the last episode, yeah. I didn't finish that one. I got finished that one.
She showed up looking like Seeley. Like, why are you doing this for the TV? Why you do this for the gram, bro?
Yeah, I was
trying to be effective. Like, them girls are looking at you like, you are crazy. This woman
but
is
to
crazy.
Be 100% real, I would take Ayala's counseling in a minute.
She's a life coach. She's not even a licensed therapist. Like, I wouldn't.
Yeah, she's everybody. I feel like people would be needing life coaches too, to be real.
Man, what you gonna coach me on? What's the next play? You drawing up the play?
Maybe you need to get one so you can figure it out. I don't know. Ooh. Maybe they can help me too. Shoot.
Slug,
you find one. If you find one that's cheap enough, let me know.
Your mom is a life coach?
No, she ain't. She ain't got a license for that.
You gotta have a license to be a life coach?
They have certifications for life coach. Yes, they do.
They got a certification for flipping burgers and stuff too. But dang, okay.
They do, and you need to have one if you're gonna be flipping my burgers, unless I'm at the house.
Dang, man, you gotta be qualified to flip burgers now. This is crazy out here.
Everything.
Hey, education is the biggest money maker out here. So
it is. It is, and one day it's gonna be free, in the name of
Jesus.
But
look, but you know what I'm about to do though? I'm about to do how you do. Well, it's about that time.
I agree, because I got to go do a little work.
Me too. I got to get this gym, so.
Yes, guys. Great talk. We learned about relationships. We learned about roles. We learned about the ultimate role is to be submissive to God, whether you are a male or a female. That
and
is
serve
the first
each
lesson.
Other.
Serve each other. Listen to and understand.
Linda.
Listen with the intention, like we said a couple episodes ago, listen with the intention of understanding and hearing people. That
Amen.
Is necessary.
Mm-hmm.
We also discussed that, hey, don't be trying to be selfish and put yourself before people's kids. Like, let the kids live. Let the kids thrive. Let the kids get all.
I
let
feel
them
like
see
that's a message for them
successful.
Ratchets. You got to tell those ratchets.
But for real, let the kids see your relationship being successful because you guys are putting everything into creating this family unit that is that warrants success
family
to everyone
unit.
Involved. So there we go. You need that. What else did we discuss?
Man, men being foundations, taking more responsibility for the success of the relationship.
Mm-mm. You discussed that. I don't feel like the man is my foundation.
For the relationship.
God is the foundation.
He got it. Okay.
All right.
God
we,
is the foundation.
We're gonna,
okay,
we're
hold
gonna
on. Let me say it right. Let me say it correct. Let me say it the right way. We have to take more responsibility for the success of the relationship. allow for God to be the foundation, and we build upon that foundation the right way with the Lord.
In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit on that one.
Okay.
What was after the baby mama talk?
It was more quiet talk. Yeah.
We got that lesson.
Looking at that lesson, and then just counseling, you know, like,
yes, getting counseling, being involved in the community as far as discipleship,
Community.
And don't don't feel harsh if something's not relating to you. And like you said, Chris, you can do that. You can be that person who exposes, okay, y'all, we are at this level. What do we do next? How do we please God from here? Because that's already passed. We're no longer there. So if you see a need in the spiritual community, fulfill that need. Do what you got to do. Get the resources, grab people, and disciple them as they disciple you, you know? Let's work together. Amen. Create a better society. Y'all men need to step it up, because we out here looking for y'all. We looking for the good men. Where you at? Show yourself. Reveal yourself. We need to see y'all. I got too many single, good Christian value friends.
Hey, man, some that's a subjective virgin statement.
Some of them virgins. They out here serving the community. They serving the church. They doing subjective. What they supposed to be doing. And they can't subjective find y'all. That's so subjective. Where you at?
Subjective.
Nah, they may not be your type, but that's not subjective. A good woman, a biblically good woman, is a good woman.
Oh my gosh. Anyway,
we'll talk. Maybe we'll discuss that one next time. Maybe. Probably not.
Probably not. All right, y'all. Peace.
See ya.